Okay, Rabbi said this week is Parshas Vayelech. I think there are 30 psukim. It's a short parsha. It's not an easy parsha. It's the worst. This is the worst parsha for a Baal Kriya. I'm not joking. Anyone who lanes, the reason why I lane is a nightmare for me to lane this parsha, because if you make one mistake, you're dead. You can't even prepare 30 psukim. If you learn Vayachar Pekudei, I didn't make a few minutes. All right, Vayachar Pekudei, so one parsha, you know, they give you a pass. If you learn parsha Vayelech and you make even one mistake, even not a mistake, you pause for a second. What kind of business a chutzpah for the tzibur, a kavod tzibur? You can't prepare 30 psukim. I'm not joking. I used to prepare for this 5 times more than I prepare for regular parsha. Because of the busha of making one mistake on the parsha of 30 psukim. And there's a whole psychology behind this. Ask the Baal Kriya, they'll tell you. Okay, in any event, it's a short parsha, but it's a very long haftarah. It's a long haftarah. There are really 3 Nevi'im we lain from. We lain from Micha. Okay, we lain first from Hoshea, Shuva Yisrael. We then lain from Yoel, Hashem Nosan Koyle Lifnei Cheloi, and then we wind down with Micha Mikel Kamoicha. Now the truth is, there are different customs. And there's a difference if you use cloth, if you don't use cloth, going backwards. And really the Mishnah Berurah says that you really should not be laning 3, you should only be laning 2. Only 2 of the 3 Nevi'im. It's all part of Trei Osar. They're all 3 sections of the Haftarah are all part, we learned, of Trei Osar. And we, almost every shul that I know of in this community, they lane all 3. The Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that's not the way it was meant to be done. It was only meant to lane 2 of the 3. And it would depend on when is Shabbos Shuvah. If Shabbos Shuvah is together with Nitzavim Vayelech. No. If Shabbos Shuvah is with Hazinu. If Shabbos Shuvah falls out on Hazinu, then you lane Shuvah Yisrael and Mikel Kamoicha. And if Shabbos Shuva is Parashas Vayelech, you would lay in Shuva Yisrael and Vashem Nosan Koiloi. Maybe I'm making a mistake, something along those lines. It doesn't matter. Today, everything is all mixed up.
Which out of 3? Hoshea, Micha.
Hoshea, Yoel, and Micha. And Micha. So there are different. Today, in almost all of the shuls, they're going to lane all 3. The only difference between some shuls is the order. The order, do they lane Mikel Kamocha first, or do they lane Vahashem Nosan Koiloi first? And laning Vahashem, if you lane, you have to go backwards. If you're going to lane, I forgot already how all this goes. Okay, I didn't prepare this part of the drasha today. So there are different minhagim. So whatever you do is good. Whatever you do, there are different minhagim. Most shuls are going to lay.
If they laid it from a cloth, then they only could lay 2 because the third one was out of order.
Which one is out of order? Which one goes first? You know, we learned all this.
The Yoel goes before. The problem is that I think the problem was Yoel, that it was. You're going backwards. You have to go forward.
Going forward, right.
So now, since we don't lay from a cloth, you could lay it out of order.
But if you do lay from a cloth, then you go in order. But even some hold that even in one cloth itself, you're also allowed to go backwards. Okay, there are different opinions. There are different customs. And whatever you do is obviously good. But the custom appears to be to lay in all 3 sections of the Haftarah. Okay, let's put that aside for now. Let's discuss something about the parsha. And we'll come back to the Haftarah in a few moments. The parasha begins with Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went, and Vayidaber es hadavodim oel el kol Yisrael. Pasuk begins Vayomer Hashem Vayomer Aleihem Ben Meya V'Esrim Shana Anochi Hayom. I am 120 years old today. So he mentions years. 120 years. Anochi Hayoim, today. Years and days. We know there's Arichas Yomin and Arichas Shonim. Some people are zeichet to Arichas Shonim, but the Yomim are not so great. Some people have, they pack in many good days, but Rachman al Islam, they don't have Arichas Shonim. Two different principles, Arichas Yomim and Arichas Shonim. Moshe mentions, I'm 120 years Shonim. Anochi Hayoim, and he makes mention of the day. Hayoim. Le'uchal oy lot says, V'lovo, my time has come, I can no longer go out, go in. V'Hashem Omar Eli loy salvor es hayardein hazeh. Okay, so again, the pasuk mentions years and days. Rashi says, Anochi Hayoim, I am today. Hayoim molu yomai ushin oisai. Rashi picks up on the mention of the word days and years. Today, my days and my years are complete. Bayoim ze noiladiti, on this day I was born. Bayoim ze almost, and on this day I will die. Rashi did not need to say all of this. And when Rashi, kol ha-moises vareah, and when you start saying too much, you start making problems. Rashi, why did Rashi say, Biyoim ze, hayoim ze molu, Rashi, hayoim molu yomai. What about my shonim are complete? Why does Rashi only emphasize the day? Today, my days are complete. Your shonim are complete. Rashi should say that on this moment, my years, I have been allotted in this world 120 years. And I have been allotted a certain number of days, 120, multiply the number of days in the year by 120, those are my days. Both is Arichas Yomim and Arichas Shonim. And the Pasuk mentions the Shonim and the Yomim. And Rashi didn't have to say anything, it's pretty obvious what the Pasuk is saying. And Rashi goes in like a hawk and dissects the Pasuk, and he deliberately leaves out any mention of years. My days are up. Hayoim, today. Molu yomai. And, I'm sorry, he does say, Ushinoisai. I'm sorry, he does say, but the second half of the expression is where he omits the years. Be consistent. Hayoim, molu yomai, ushinoisai. It's full. I'm going to die. And when I die, what am I dying? Only my days are dying. He leaves out mention that his years, he's going to die because the years are complete. Biyoim ze noiladiti, biyoim ze omos. He should be consistent. If you start off in the beginning of the Rashi, Chayoy molu yomai ush noisai, in this year, and on a particular year, and a specific day I was born, and now this year, and on this day, I'm going to die. When it comes to his death, all of a sudden the years are not mentioned. What's the pshat? I think pshat is very poshut. When a person leaves this world, he dies on a day. But his years never die. What does that mean? A day is a part of a larger picture, a larger accomplishment. When you look at a year, what did you accomplish in this year? You don't go look what you accomplished every single day. Every single day contributes to the big picture. The sum is greater than the parts. A person, when he leaves this world, he doesn't really die. Even he dies in moments of time. The moments of time, the opportunities to add, to accomplish small things that contribute to a larger cause, that dies. But his legacy lives on forever. The legacy is defined by years, not by days. Whenever you hear someone, someone retires, someone is very successful, they say, he served in this role for 50 years. This is his legacy. This is the institution that he built. This is the family he created. the legacy is defined in terms of years. It's not defined in terms of the days. You don't create something in a day. Rome wasn't built in one day. A year represents a shleimus of a tekufa. That doesn't die. When a person leaves this world, the days are over. He dies on a day. I no longer have an opportunity to do a little bit more, add another brick, another stone, another decoration, another achievement. But the year, which represents the total sum of all of those little accomplishments, which creates a legacy and something that you have, that is forever. That lives on forever. So Rashi is saying, Moshe says, today I'm 120 years old. Rashi, Hayoim Malu, it is complete. My time on this world, in terms of days and years, Yomai Ushinoisai, it's Mole. And now it's time to leave. But when I leave, I'm only leaving the days. I'm not leaving the years. I can't go do another mitzvah every single day. But my accomplishment of years lives on forever. Biyoim ze noiladati. Biyoim ze omos. But not, I'm not dying this year. I'm not dying this year. The year goes on. Goes on forever. Ashana, you know, by the way, Ashana doesn't mean a year. Ashana really means a term. Harachamon hu yichadei sholeinu shana toivu umesuka. So what do people say it means? It means this year. Hashem shibachadish this year. You're limiting the bracha to 365 days, 245 days, to 54 days. You're limiting. Shana means a change. Harachamon hu yichadei sholeinu Yaakovish Baruch Hu renewed this change. Shana means a shinui. We turn the corner, we're making a change in life, and this change, this change should be blessed. And how long will that shana last? Forever. You're on the highway, you're getting off at an exit. When I get off the exit, it's a shinui. I'm going off this path. I'm going on to a different path. May my journey down this new path in life, may this be for a blessing. How long will that blessing last? Forever. The shonim of Moshe never died. The shinuyim that he made in his life and in the life of Klal Yisrael is the legacy that live on forever. Okay, let's go to another idea. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yoshua, he says, you know, I'm about to leave, and you, Yoshua, v'yikra Moshe l'Yoshua, v'yomer lof, le'enei chol Yisrael chazak v'emotz. I'm handing over the reins to you. Ki ata, he said this in the presence of the entire Klal Yisrael. Because you, Yoshua, ki ato tavoyes es ha'om hazeh el ha'oretz asher nishma Hashem la'avisom lo seis lachan v'yato tan chileno oisam. There's a transition taking place here in this week's parasha. A transition between Moshe and Yehoshua. It is not a coincidence that we always learn this parasha during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, when we are also likewise in a state of transition. The old year is over. The past year, Tav Shin Pei, is over. And Tav Shin Pei Aleph hasn't really started. Because until we get to Yom HaKippurim, everything is the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meis Mapsuchim. We're not yet there. There are 10 days that are in between. They're in between. So we're somewhere in the middle. On this day, Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's over for me. And Yoshua, let me give you some instructions. Wait, who's in charge? If Moshe, it's over, so let Yoshua. It is a transition period. In fact, Rashi, later in the parasha, he says something very frightening. He takes note of the fact, later in Pasach Chavches, where it's Hakilu Eli, Moshe asked Yoshua, gather the entire Klal Yisrael together, I want to speak to them in your presence, and give them some Musa. Rashi says, wait a minute, why did Moshe have to say to Yehoshua, do me a favor, go from door to door, knock on their doors, and tell everyone to come together? There's a technique. You send out a text. On the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, you blow the shofar. Moshe Rabbeinu had trumpets, chatzoy tzroes kesef, asei l'cho chatzoy tzroes kesef. Every manik has a unique set of trumpets that they blow in order to gather the people. So Moshe Rabbeinu should follow protocol, blow the trumpets in order to gather everyone together and give them mussar in the presence of Yehoshua. So Rashi says, no. Oso hayom, v'loy taku oso hayom b'chatzoy tzroes lahaki lesakahol. Moshe Rabbeinu on this day did not blow his trumpets, his tool that Hashem instructs that he used to gather the people together. Why not? Lefi shenemar, asei l'cha, it says in the pasuk, make for you trumpets, v'loy hishlit Yeshua aleihem b'chayiv shel Moshe. And Yeshua has no authority to blow these trumpets. These are Moshe's trumpets. The only one that can blow these trumpets is Moshe. Moshe cannot give these trumpets to Yeshua to blow to gather the Jewish people. The af b'chayiv nignezu koydim yoy Moshe. So why did Moshe himself blow the trumpets? Moshe already put them away in storage. Why? L'kayim ha'shenemar v'ein shiltoin b'yoyim ha'moves. There is no authority on the day of death. So there's something very bizarre happening over here. Who's in control? Today is Moshe Rabbeinu's last day of life. Who's the boss? Nobody. No one's the boss. Moshe's not the boss because Moshe can't blow the trumpets. The ein shiltoin b'yoyim ha'mamis. The day of death, he has no authority. And as the Rashi in the beginning of the parasha says, "Ucha lot says v'lavo, I cannot go out and go in on this day because it has been sealed from me the channels of spirituality." Rashi says, "I no longer am able to have ruach hakodesh to speak." But Yehoshua is not in charge either. Who's in charge? This is a very dangerous time in Jewish history. On the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, there's no one. There's no boss. Let's say we have an emergency today. Let's say there's a war. There's some major emergency. Who's going to call the shots? Moshe? Ein shilton b'yayim hamavis. Yehoshua? It's premature. Moshe's still alive. Klal Yisrael is in a very great matzah of sakon on this day. That's the way Hashem made the world. On this day, there's really no one in charge. Everyone has to really be super, super careful. This ma'ase avos simon labanim, this day of danger, is really the aseres yimei teshuvah. The Chazal said that Moshe Rabbeinu is done to the sun. Yehoshua was done to the levana. What is the difference between the solar year and a lunar year? 11 days. 365 verse 354. Okay, so I'm not good with math, so let's just make round it down to 10. This is not what I'm saying. Other Farshim say this. Is the reason why there are 10 days of transition of the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, 11 days, it's not really cash because it's P-R-E-I-A, it's 10, we only just say 354 days. Right, so it's Mol Yechas, or it's 10 days, is because that's the difference between the lunar year and the solar year. The lunar year and the solar year is a difference of 10 days, and that is why by design there is Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Mesim Suchim. There are 2 years that have to work together. And those 10 days is the discrepancy between the solar year and the lunar year. Just like on the day when Moshe Rabbeinu died, Moshe is the sun, Pnei Moshe kipnei hachama, and Pnei Yehoshua is kipnei halavana. And on the day of transition between the Pnei hachama and the Pnei halavana, Who's the boss? No one's the boss. It's a very stressful time when there's no captain at the ship. Every single year we repeat that process. There is Rosh Hashanah, is the end of the Penei, the discrepancy between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is 10 days, which is equal in essence to the discrepancy between the solar year and the lunar year. And at this moment in time, everything is up in the air. Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Moves are psuchim. There is no shulton. There is no authority. There is nothing that is absolute. There is no control. Everything is in flux. And that means we have to be on guard during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. Just like on the day when Moshe Rabbeinu died, it was a very great sakana for Klal Yisrael. There is no authority. Ein shulton, no, man. Moshe couldn't use the chatzotres, and Yeshua couldn't use the chatzotres. They had to do a hand count. They had to go gather every single person by hand. It's a difficult matzav. Likewise, this time of the year, we have to be on extreme guard during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, because everything is up in the air. Okay, let me tell you another thought. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that today I am 120 years old. When else do we have, why was it necessary for Moshe to tell us his age? 120 years. So what would have been if he would have been 123, like his brother Aaron? What would have been if he would have been 75 years old? What's this 120 years? Why is it necessary for him to mention? What is this all about? So the answer always is, we always have to go back and look for a precedent for a concept. Where in the Torah do we have the concept of 120 years? Parshas Noach. Is that Parshas Noach? I'm forgetting already. Where Hashem says, "B'shagam hu basa v'hayu yomav," his days will be 120 years. Hashem has charata. Hashem is upset about man. Six, three. Vav perik vav. End of Bereishis. Thank you very much. We always can rely upon your photographic memory to know everything. This is fantastic. End of Parshas Bereishis. Vayoymer Hashem. Lo yodoin ruchi v'adam le'olam. My spirit will not reside or rule over man forever. B'shagam hu v'osar. Being that he is only flesh. V'hayamav me'a v'eshrim shana. So what does Rashi say in this passage? Rashi says, lo yodoin ruchi v'adam lo yisra'en v'yadiv ruchi Alai Bashil. Hashem is saying, I am not going to be conflicted because man is a troublemaker for a long time. It's a very scary thing. HaKadosh Baruch over here is saying, according to Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch is in a state of turmoil. Is a kaviyachal to say that HaKadosh Baruch is unsettled. Because Hashem cannot make a decision. He's indecisive. If man should live or not, what he should do with the world? Should the world come to an end? Should he destroy the world of the Mabul or not? So Hashem says, I can't deal with this anymore. I can't deal with this dilemma I'm facing. Should I bring an end to this world? I can't continue this. I gotta make a decision. B'shagam u'basar, k'moy b'shagam k'loyma, b'shvil shagam zois boy shu'basar, v'yavu b'chein eini nichnan lefonai. Man is a troublemaker, he's just a piece of meat, and he doesn't know how to behave himself. U'ma im ye eish oidavar kasha. Okay, what would have been had he been a fire, or had he been an object which is strong, then it would be even worse. man over here is nothing, and yet he makes so much trouble. And then he goes on to say, let me cut down to the chase, his days will be 120 years. What does that mean? I'm going to give this world another 120 years until I destroy it. I'm going to ask Noach to build a teva, and people are going to see Noach building the teva. They're going to ask him, what are you doing? And he's going to respond, Hashem is planning to destroy the world, and he's giving you 120 years to do teshuva. Noach spent 120 years building the teva to give man an opportunity, a warning, either shape up or ship out, literally. Pun intended. Ship out, there'll be a flood, and you will be washed away in this world. So the 120 years that is presented in the beginning of the Torah refers to years of hasra, warning, your last chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a state of turmoil. Lo yodoin ruchi, Hashem says, I cannot deal with this dilemma if I should destroy the world or I should allow the world to survive. I'm giving you one last chance of 120 years as a warning through Noach to shape up so I do not have to destroy the world. What happened in those 120 years? Did the world take the warning? No. The world failed miserably. They did not listen to the warning of Noach for 120 years. They failed, and Hashem came along and he destroyed the world. Now, history is repeating itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world a gift, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, I'm 120 years old. Why is he telling us that? What difference? Well, you won an award for Arichas Yomim. We're going to make the longevity center. We'll name it after you. What is this all about? Moshe Rabbeinu is 121 years. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying over here, my whole life has been a warning to the world. I am following in the ways of Noach. Noach, Hashem said, I'm giving the world 120 years. We don't have to analyze now why Hashem gave the world 120 years in the days of Noach, but that's a fact. 120 years of warning to the world before I destroy the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Klal, so you know Hashem's going to destroy this world all over again. He's going to bring an end to this world. Because humanity, you're not behaving. You're not paying attention. The world's going to come to an end. My entire life was devoted to serve to you, Klal Yisrael, and in the larger picture of things as a ashara, shape up. Behave yourself. Do teshuva. Or what's going to happen? The world will come to an end. And learn the advantage of Moshe Rabbeinu had over Noach is learn from your mistakes. You see that Hashem is serious. Because in the lifetime of Noach, when the world did not heed the warning, what happened? Indeed, Hashem did destroy the world. And Hashem will not hesitate to do the same thing all over again. Learn from your mistakes. I have lived 120 years. I have served for you as my lifetime was a warning to behave, to do teshuvah, so that you will not suffer the same fate that the world suffered in the generation of Noach. And in essence, that's really what the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a state of turmoil. Lo yodoin, it's the same thing repeating itself on a miniature scale during the Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. The Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim are psuchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a state of turmoil. Hashem says to every single person, Vayomer Hashem, lo yodoin ruchi va'adam. How much longer can I continue in this uncomfortable dilemma? What to do with you? What am I going to do with you? The world, Rosh Hashanah came, Yom Kippur is, how much longer? I can't go on like this. Lo'oilam, as Rashi says, lo'oirech yamin. I'll give you 10 days. After 10 days, it's going to be one way or another. It's going to be 10 days. I'm giving you a warning. 120 years, and that warning is similar to our 10 days. A seriously made teshuva. And it's in your hands. Do teshuva. The warning period is coming to an end. Yeah, Paul.
More pointedly, unusual word,
right, okay, that's a chazal. Chazal is a remez l'moshe b'na tarmidayin b'shagam u'bos l'moshe l'the 120 years. You know, this idea that these people say, Yishavari chasya, admeir v'eshra. A lot of the commentators are very unhappy with that. Whoever said you live 120 years? Where does that come from? Admeir v'eshra. Why are you limiting my life? Only till 120? Why not live 1,000 years? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says b'shagamu basa means like 120 years until the mabul. I'm giving the world, so I just said right now, I read Rashi right now, I'm giving the world 120 years from today to do teshuva, or else I'm going to destroy the world. I'm in a state of turmoil. The kimol haaretz chamas. The world is corrupt. There is Gezel, ki hishkes kol boser darka el aretz. Rashi makes no mention about men will only live 120 years. This is a drush that someone came up with, and we wish everyone at Me'er V'Eshrim, and many of the Talmidei Chacham, they say, what? Why you give a person a brach at Me'er V'Eshrim? My father had balabatim that were very old. Some of them were 90. So my father would never say to them, at Me'er V'Eshrim. Only 30 more years, that's it? He would always say to them, you should be zoiche to see bias Mashiach Tzakein. That's how we always give bracha to the Tzakein. We never would say, well, you give a guy a 100-year birthday party. You only got 20 years left. You're gone. First of all, where does that come from? This pasuk, that's not what this pasuk means. The pasuk means that Hashem is fed up with all the corruption in this world, and Hashem is saying, I'm giving you people in this world 120 more years to get your act together. I'm going to send Noah. Noah's going to build a teva, and he's going to build every hack away with his hammer and nails, and build a teva, and you will ridicule him, and you'll engage in debate with him, and maybe you'll wake up and see the light. And what was the end? The end was, they didn't listen, they failed. And Hashem is good to his word. He destroyed the world. Moshe Rabbeinu gets up at the last day of his life and he says, you know, I'm Noach. I'm also Noach. I've been in this world for 120 years just like Noach. My whole life, the whole purpose of my existence is to warn you people, the world's coming to an end if you don't behave yourself. And it's easy for you to believe me because you have, look back in history. When Hashem says he's going to destroy the world, he's serious, he did. He did destroy the world. He's going to do it again. And my time is up. The warning is over. The 120 years have expired. Are you going to do teshuva or not? And this we read every single year during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, because on a smaller microscopic scale and a micro level, it's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah begins. He doesn't know what to do with us. Should you live? Should you not live? And Hashem says, I can't deal with this. Lo yodai ruchi v'odam lo'olam. I'm not going to debate and deliberate what to do with you. Lo'oyrech yomim. I've got to make a decision. I'll give you 10 days. 10 days to make a decision. Are you going to shape up? Or is it Rahman l'Islam not going to be good? We read Moshe Rabbeinu's life was a repeat of history. From Noach to the world, and likewise us on a personal level, we look at Moshe and we relate to Moshe as an individual, the same thing. Now's the time. Hashem doesn't know, he's in turmoil. And we have to do teshuva. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Okay, let me tell you another part. Hashem, we have over here a very big question, a very, very big problem in this parasha. Is one of the big, big wonders of the Torah. Being a little dramatic here, but just this, right? Rashi points out a major contradiction in this week's parasha. Major, massive contradiction. Pasuk Zayin, in the beginning of the parasha, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe says to Yehoshua, Moshe calls you, Yehoshua, sit down. I want to tell you something. I'm going to die, and you're my successor. Let me give you some lessons in leadership. And Moshe says, Ki ata you, tovoy es ha'am hazeh. Ki targumoy, ari'at teil am amohadein. Moshe Omar li Yehoshua. Moshe called Yehoshua. It says here in the pasuk, in the presence of the Zikanim, he said to Yehoshua, "Don't abuse your power. This is a democracy. Okay, even though I'm appointing you, but you rule by the power of the people." Moshe Omar li Yehoshua, Zikanim shebidor yihyu imcha. The elders of the generation are in this together with you. Don't you dare make any decision on your own. Okay, let's see. Let me go. Moshe, you're not alone. Don't abuse your power. You have to consult with the Zikanim. You take votes. You see what the people want. It's not a dictatorship. This is not a totalitarian government here. Okay, you have the Zikanim. Hakol, every little thing you do. If you go on vacation, ask the Zikanim if you can go on vacation. If you want to enact a policy, ask them first. Take a vote. Hakol lefi daitan, ve'atzason, what they think and what they advise. It's not your decision to make. Rashi goes on, Avol, we got a problem. Because later in the same parash, Avol HaKadosh Baruch Amar LeYoshua, Hashem said to Yehoshua, Ki Savi, you, Ki ato you, Savi, Es B'nei Yisrael El Ha'aretz. Hashem Nishpat Yilohem. What is the word Tavi? Rashi Darshins, Tavi Al Karcham. Bring them into Eretz Yisrael against their will. You alone. Hakoil, every decision you make, Yehoshua, don't ask the Zikanim. Don't look for 20 opinions. Hakoil tolui boch, tol makil, take a stick and beat them to smithereens. Do whatever you want. Knock them out. Tol makil vahach al kodkan, give them a zetz on their head. Dabor, the word dabor is an unusual word. Dabor means a leader. Dabor, echod lador velo shnei daborim lador. There's only one person in charge. This nation, it's a dictatorship. Whoever is the boss is the boss. Totalitarian society. Oh, what's going on here? And Rashi doesn't answer the contradiction. I mean, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said was Ruach HaKodesh. This was the word of Hashem. Okay, Moshe was channeling the word of Hashem. So we have a contradiction in the same parasha. Moshe says to Yehoshua, Klal Yisrael is a democracy. This is not a dictatorship here. Don't get carried away with your powers here. You know, calm down here. And then Hashem says, no, you're the dictator. There's no one but you. Don't let anyone give you advice. Whatever you want to do, you do. Gesunde hate. Okay, I don't want to get into politics. I get into too much trouble with politics. So let's stay with politics.
Maybe more like advise and consent.
Take a stick, beat them up. Hakol, Rashi could not be more explicit. Hakol toli boch.
Final decision.
No final decision. Hakol toli boch. There is no one but you. You're it.
Vizel. The buck stops here.
The buck stops here, okay.
Hashem gives a command.
Okay.
Hashem
can
override Hashem's command.
Moshe, we're giving advice. Moshe is giving advice, and Hashem is giving advice. Whatever Moshe says, I think we have a right to assume was directly from Hashem. Moshe spoke the Devar Hashem. Moshe is the Manig Ruach HaKodesh. Whatever Moshe says is the Devar Hashem. So we have a contradiction. What's going on here? Is leadership in Klal Yisrael, is it a dictatorship or is it a democracy? My heart.
It's better to have them agree with you than to disagree with you.
Who says? If you're right and they're wrong, so you know what's right for the Jewish people.
Convince them to be your ally instead of arguing.
Only convince.
No, but Hashem said that. Abo. In other words, Moshe said this, Abo, Hashem said that.
It's a contradiction.
It's a contradiction.
It's a contradiction.
Rashi Yogi says it's a contradiction.
Okay, so I spoke to someone this morning after Shacharis, my Chover Toiv, Avishai Legends, and he told me something very fascinating. This is not what it was about, because I was just throughout, I read, just open up the sugya just a little bit. I want to say a few ideas to explain this. He told me that he heard from the Rosh Hashiva of Aaron Schechter, Shlita, we have a Refuah Shleima. He once heard from him that this thing that Hashem said, the Elu V'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, and he pointed out a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Moshe Mosar Torli Yoshua, U Yeshua La Zikain, U Zikain La Nevim, U Nevim Mosra. I already said, Ashan Yagdoila. Hey Mamu. And then after that, the Gemara goes on to the Zugois. Okay, in Pirkei Avos, there's an entire generations of Zugois. Two leaders. What do you mean, two leaders? It says here, Hashem says, Dabor Echad La'am, V'loy Shnei Daborim La'am. The essence of the Zugois, there was the Nasi, as you said, and the Av Bezdin. Each one had their role. Look, there were two leaders. They were parallel leaders, and each one, they worked together. Zugois, for generations and generations. So he explained, Rav Aaron Schechter explained, I don't know if this is his own or this is based upon a source, the principle of Dabor Echad La'am V'lo Shnei Dabor La'am only applied to Yehoshua, the Dor Boei Ha'aretz, the generation that entered into the Holy Land. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Yehoshua, consult with the Zikanim, Don't take the law into your own hands. That was a mesora he gave to Yehoshua to pass on to the future generations. When Hashem said to Yehoshua, there's only one leader, it means your generation. Yehoshua's generation had to be, for whatever the reason is, one leader. The generation that came into Eretz Yisrael had to have Dabor Echolam V'loy Shnei Dabor. And it rashes Beferish. The door of the Bor Hehoretz. But subsequent to that generation, Moshe is the Mesorah. He's passing on to Yehoshua that when you're going to leave this world and you're going to give over to the next generations, then leadership, don't let anyone take advantage of, abuse their power. And the Zikanim have to be involved in decisions.
Well, that goes down to Rehoboam, and he didn't listen to the Zikanim, and that was the splitting of the kingdom.
Okay, fine. This is an idea, okay? This is not what I was planning to say.
It's certainly true that they were always led by one and not two.
After Yeshua.
Shoftim.
Right, okay, so, right, Erechanan. But the main point is that this not a contradiction. Moshe was giving over to Yehoshua the Mesorah of Jewish leadership for generations. And all subsequent generations, a leader of the Jewish people may not abuse his power. A leader of the Jewish people has to consult, has to take into consideration what the Manhigim, what the Zikanim, ask their advice, and come to an understanding of what is the consensus of people who are in a position to understand what is going on to make the proper decisions. One person cannot make a decision on his own. When Hashem said to Yehoshua, Hashem was only speaking to Yehoshua, his particular generation that was going to enter into Eretz Yisrael and engage in milchama to conquer the land and to set up Eretz Yisrael, that was a harasha that needed a single leader. Okay, that is a very powerful idea. And this I heard today from my friend Rabbi Shai Lenges, the name of Rabbi Aaron Schechter Shlita, to give a hezver to this Rashi. Now, what I was planning to say before I heard that is something a little bit different. I want to tell you two things. First is two drushim. I want to suggest to you that Rashi is answering the contradiction. just have to know where to put the comma. It's a drush. But I'm telling you, it's not poshup shat. Okay, so don't hack me on the facts. Don't confuse me with the facts. Let me read you the Rashi a little differently. Rashi says, Tavi are atel esa'am hadin. Moshe amal Yoshua. Moshe said to Yoshua, Zikenim shebedar yiyu imcha. Consult. Hakol lefi daiton. Va'atzasam. Consult. Don't ever make a decision on your own. You have to take into consideration other people's opinion. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu amal Yoshua ki ato tovi es bnei Yisrael el ha'aretz kasher nishbati lohem. Tovi al korcham hakol toli boch tol makel, take a makel v'hach al kodkod, their skull. But that's pretty dangerous. To beat someone on their head, you know, aim for the foot, for the leg. Okay? Okay, fine. It's contradiction. Now here's what I want to say, Drush. Rashi says, I'll answer the contradiction. Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Know the answer is? The answer is daber echod lador v'lo shnei daborim lador. Now the word daber, dabor, I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly, means a leader. It's a term, it means a leader. But it's not a coincidence that this term dabor has the same letters as the word daber, means to speak. To speak, dibor. A leader is called a dabor because what does a leader do? He speaks, he addresses the nation.
He has the final say.
No, not the final, I don't know. You say,
daber means to address.
Address, exactly, to address. So why is a leader to address the nation? Okay, the State of the Union address. The State of the Union address. The leader addresses the nation. That is why a leader is called a dabor, because what does a leader do? He does a lot of things. He makes decisions. But he also, one of his main roles is to address the nation. So I want to suggest, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. When you look at a dictator, or Michal was a dictator, he doesn't just address the nation. He tells you what to do. And if you don't listen, you're dead. It's over. He'll kill you. He literally forces you, whether you like it or not, to do what he tells you to do. And if you don't listen, it's over. Let me try to say it the best that I can. When it comes to make policy, when it comes to dibur, the ideas of policy, don't consult with anyone. If you've been put in this position, your ideas are the ideas that should be presented against the will to the entire world. Present dabor echod la'am v'lo shnei daborim la'am. If you're the leader and you have ideas, you have concepts that you feel is in the best interest of the country, you have the microphone and nobody else. But here's the big but: don't force anyone to accept your policies. When it comes to enforcement, you have to consult with the Zikanim and the Yoatzim and all levels of government. Is this something? Is it a gezeira sheroiv hatzibur yecholim la'anoid bo? You can present your agenda. That's an incredible advantage. A leader has the advantage of presenting his agenda. This is what I was elected to do. But you can't go so far. That's a home team advantage. And you have an audience and you have a podium and you can present and you can argue and you can show all the miles. But at the end of the day, the people have to be willing to accept. And when it comes to enforcement, you have no power and no moral right to force your agenda upon the population, upon your constituents.
How does that fit with Jahach on Kod Kod?
Oh, Adrabba, in the mind, take a stick and bang their head. Exactly. Take a stick and bang it into their head. Present them with your ideas. You have a microphone. You have the podium. Bang it into their heads. Your beliefs, what you feel is in their best interest. Force it upon them, their ideas. Everyone has to come to listen to the State of the Union address. Everyone has to listen to what you have to say. But can you...
What if it's Ein Yochel Na'amo?
Oh, that's what Moshe said to Yehoshua. Hashem told
him... Bang on the head whether the Yochel Na'amo or not.
You bang on the head is to be interpreted figuratively, which means you have a right to force them to listen to your... to present your idea in the mind. The kodkod is the mind, not the arms and the feet. When it comes halacha l'maisa, should we actually do, implement the implementation? Well, you know, the same way no two people look alike, no two people think alike. There's a principle in the Shas all over. Chazal made gezeros, and what became of the gezeros? Batul u'mevotel. What do you mean? Chachmenu zechoinen levracha, don't you think they know what is best for us? Why are these enactments batul u'mevotel? It's a gezera she'ein roiv hatzibur yechoilim la'amoid boy. Sometimes the people can't handle it. It's good on paper, halacha l'maisa doesn't work. So there's no steer. Rashi is coming to answer. We start off how Moshe says to Moshe to Yeshua. Yeshua, don't get carried away. Don't get carried away. Moshe amal Yeshua zekeim shelo yuimcha. Hakol lefidayt in the atzasan. That's implementation. Lemaisa, are you going to lock people up? Are you going to murder them? Are you going to put them in solitary confinement? What is it that you're going to find them thousands of dollars? Are you going to make their lives miserable? Yeshua, take a cold shower. Talk to your people. Talk to the people. Talk to the wise men. See if it's lemaisa. So Yeshua, I'm getting advice. So maybe I have no right to get up in front of the microphone in the State of Union address and tell people my deus. I got to first consult with my people. I got to go talk to the people and see what they want. Got to see what they want. No. Hashem says, what Moshe told you is absolutely true when it comes halacha l'maisa to implement a law. But when it comes to the presentation of the idea, what you feel to be the proper thing, that's why you're the leader and not them. You have been put in this position, not the Zakenim, not this guy and that guy. It's not a peanut gallery over here. You're the boss. You have the microphone, no one else. You present, you argue, you persuade them. Persuade the people that you're right. And then naturally they'll accept, and then you'll tell the police, anyone that disobeys, you lock him up. There has to be a balance of leadership. There's one leader, Dabor Echol Lador Velo Shnei Daborim. The term that Chazal chose is not, there's one Sholeit Lador Velo Shnei Sholtim. Didn't say the word, was one Melech Lador Velo Shnei Melachim. Ain't Shnei Melach. They don't use the term here, Melech. Doesn't use the term of a Sholeit, a Manik. It uses a very precise term. A dabor, a person who addresses the nation. The one who addressed the nation, by selecting that term, doesn't mean that you can force upon the nation your values, your beliefs. You've been elected, you've been put in this position, you have the home team advantage, you have that ability to talk all you want, persuade them with all the data and science and ideas. And Musa, you got it. That's why you're in charge. But the people, but the bottom line is you can't force someone to do what they don't want. Especially if the majority of the tzibur doesn't want it. I'm trying to be super careful not to get involved in any politics here today. A serious issue, I'm not looking for trouble. No politics here. I'm just talking in general, I'm just trying to present an idea. I'm not talking about any politics here. This, a leader has the stage. But implementation, Chazal say, there are textbooks of gezeiros that once upon a time were put in place, and nothing came of them. Because the people, it looked great on paper, but it just didn't pan out. It just suddenly didn't work out. You never know until you actually experiment. You actually go and you implement the laws.
It could be that when there is a machloket, there is halacha achat. If there is halacha, kimo bet hillel.
Right, you have to pass an halacha.
Otherwise, there will be split in the nation. That's why.
That's no good. You can't split the nation.
Is halacha.
Yeah.
Halacha discussions.
Halacha is one.
But at the end,
when it comes,
there is one thing. Rabban Gamliel Kovea, this is the way.
Okay, that's a different idea. You're saying a different idea. You're saying an entirely different idea. Okay, one thing at a time. I hear what you're saying, but that's a whole different approach. Okay, let's do one thing at a time. I get overwhelmed. Okay, one more last thing, and we're going to wind down with this last thing to conclude with this, and that is a different answer. Let's put aside everything I just said, and let's take note of the opening words of the Haftarah. This Haftarah is a critical Haftarah. Who gets the Haftarah this week? The Rav. He's supposed to give this Haftarah to the most chashva person in Shul this week. Well, I think only this Haftarah is like the spitz of all the Haftarahs. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. What are the next words? Kichu Imochem Devarim. Come to me with words. Okay, don't come with I don't need the sacrifices. I don't need empty pledges. Pray to me. Daven to me. What are the words of the Haftarah? Kichu imochem divorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Isn't it an interesting coincidence that Rashi said, Dabor echad lo'am, the ain, what was the exact words? I don't want to make a mistake. Dabor echad lo'am. Okay, let me just get to the page. Dabor echad l'dor, v'lo shnei daborim l'dor. So I want to be a little homiletic over here, okay, and violate every single rule of grammar. I apologize to Harav, Dr. Colonel Shlomo Cohen Shliva. I want to violate all the rules and take note of this v'lo shnei divorim, or shnei daborim. The relationship between a dabor and the word devorim. The Haftarah says, Kichu imochem devorim, al tigre devorim, elo daborim. In other words, when it comes, a contradiction between the Parsha and the Haftarah. The Parsha says, Dabor echad la'am, v'lo shnei daborim, l'dor, v'lo shnei daborim l'dor. The Haftarah says, "Kichu imochem devorim, al tikrei devorim, kichu imochem daborim." Bring all of your leaders, all the leaders, bring with you. What am I? I'm trying to say, Jews, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, that when it comes to doing teshuva, whatever works. There's no one way to come close to Hashem. When it comes to a manig, to tell you what to do, as Rabbi Kalman said, halacha is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua, halacha like Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha, dabor echad la'am, in piskei halacha, in hanhaga, in dealing with issues, there's only one leader. But when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam in doing teshuvah, there's no one way to do teshuvah. Some people, they like kalbach. They like a kalbach slichas. Some people, They like to bang their head into the wall. Some people like it like it. Some, there are different ways to come close to do teshuva, to come close to Hashem. There are different mahalchim in Klal Yisrael, how to come close to Hashem. In the yeshiva world, not anymore, but in the previous generations, they wouldn't dare sing one note on the Yamim Noirai. Yidavin, it's nusach, pure, unadulterated nusach. Someone years ago wouldn't dare sing a melody. Nothing. Except for the traditional Aleinu and Avos. Today, Hasidim? You have to line up. You have to sing. You have to do something that appeals to the heart. It's a different approach. It's a totally different approach. Some people, they connect to Hashem through learning. Some people connect to Hashem through saying Tehillim. Some people connect to Hashem through dancing. And some people connect to Hashem through saying Tikkun Chatzos. Everyone, different strokes for different folks. There's so many different types of groups in Klal Yisrael. Chassidim, Uman, Breslov. I mean, this is bread and butter for them. And other people say, what in the world is going on here? This is like, what? Everyone has their mahalach. Kichu imochem divorim, words. Al tikre divorim ela daborim. Bring all of your leaders. Take them all. Figure out where you fit in this world, where you fit. And whatever one, and you take whatever works for you. Vishuvu el Hashem. It's a smorgasbord. Bring out all of the daborim, all of the manhigim. Every manik has their unique mahalich. Find a mahalich that works for you. Vishuvu el Hashem. But when it comes to hanhaga, to the dar bohil aretz, to piskei halacha, to Klal Yisrael in their derech and avodas in avodas Hashem, Rashi, dabor echad la'om ve'ador ve'ein shnei daborim l'dor. Eilu ve'eilu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said to Yoshua, he says there zakenim ufi atzosan. There's more than one dabor la'om. That's the haftorah. Where? In the chovas halavos, in the musa. Moshe Rabbeinu Chumash Devarim is a safe of musa. The whole parish is a safe of musa. When Moshe gave advice to Yoshua, he's giving him musa. In musa, talk to the zakenim, bring everyone into the picture. There are many daborim law, like it says in the haftorah. But when Hashem spoke to Yehoshua, he's not talking musa. He's talking halacha, hanhaga, Torah, mitzvahs, then you have to be on the same page. Otherwise, it's a free-for-all, and it's just a horrible spiral downwards. We should be zoichet to succeed in all of the dimensions that are presented here in this parasha, and we should only have a year of Yoshua's, refuah's, Simchos, Machos, all the good, all different, how you pronounce it correctly, all the good, only good things. Only Bracha, Nachas. No, this year's Tavshin Pei Beis. What is the gematria of Tavshin Pei Beis? I typed into the Machashev to find the good gematria for Tavshin Pei Beis. 782. And the gematria exactly, no kunsim, no koil, none of that stuff. Bidiyuk. Check it out. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. Tavshin Peves, Bidiyuk. This is the year of the Avos. The Avos. To return to our legacy. To return to the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Together. Together. They should be Megan. There should be Megan upon us, be Mispal for us, be Megan upon us, And Chazal say, if Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Davin, is murdered, the story in the Gemara, because one of the Amorayim, he came late to Shir, and he asked him, where were you? The Rebbe asked him, where were you today? He said, I went to the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and I woke up Avraham Avinu. I washed his hands, I dressed him, I took him to Shul, he davened. I took him home, on the 8th. I took him home, put him to sleep. I then woke up Yitzchak, Zelbazach, brought him, took him back. I woke up Yaakov. So the Rebbe says, that's why you're late? Why didn't you wake him all up in one shot? Wake him all up, dress him in one shot, put him in the van, bring him to davening, and take him back home. They don't let me in Shemayim. Because if they were all davening at the same time together, Mashiach would come in an instant. And the world is not ready for Mashiach. So it has to be Elokei Avraham. And then there's a Hefsek. Elokei Yitzchak, a Hefsek. Elokei Yaakov. Rabbi said, this year, Tav Shin Pei Beis, Mibriyas HaOlam, plus five, Elohei Alafim.
All three.
Plus all three together. It's the year of Mashiach. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Together. Mashiach. May we indeed be Zoiche to witness the Bias HaMashiach b'mehera v'yameinu Amen. For one for them. Amen.